I'm really liking it.
Does it feel good in your hand?
Not quite. The things are too small.
Welcome to episode 169 of the Uncorked Gamers. First episode of 2018. We are here, people. The promised land of something. I'm sure there's some theory out there that talks about 2018 is going to be the start of some end of the world or golden era. Find it. Let me know what it is in the comments.
Yeah, this is the month where you get your gym membership. Go to the gym for a month and then stop going afterwards.
Right. But that 1 month, man, that's like lowers your risk of heart attack by 3% for the year.
Oh, just for 1 month?
Yeah. I mean, you know, your percentage is like, you know, over 100%. But it's 3% lower than what it was. Than that 200% it was at before, you know?
But just for the year.
Yeah, just for the year. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not great. Might as well just not go to the gym.
You do anything for New Year's?
We actually went to one of my wife's friend's place for New Year's this time. It's the first of its kind. Because I've, you know, we always just kind of stick around with family.
Right.
But,
yeah. Your wife was like, I want a party this year.
I guess, dude. And, but it was cool. I mean.
What's the kids do?
There's some karaoke stuff going on. There's other kids around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A bunch of karaoke stuff going on. And they had like a little Yorkie dog, too. Thing is like a tiny Yorkie dog. It might be related to Toby, actually, because they got it from the same place we got it from.
Well,
so it might have the same dad.
It might have been a little awkward when Toby got his freak on, huh?
It wasn't for me. You know, dogs can do that kind of stuff, man. It's no problem. Just like fish. My fish are so inbred. It's not even funny, dude. There's like generation after generation after generation.
I mean, it's not like...
Same tank!
It's not like they have a choice, though, really.
They have a choice to not do anything.
Do they? I mean, their very natural being is predicated upon, like, make sure there's more of us later.
Are fish 100% instinctual? They gotta have some kind of thoughts in them, dude. Yeah. Some kind. There's gotta be a little something that says, hey, you know what, dude? We live in a tank, bro. We shouldn't be doing this. Nah, it'll be all fine. It'll be fine. We're fish.
I don't think they have a moral high ground when it comes to that type of thing. I don't think there's been a goldfish out there that's been like, hey, wait a second. Based on my studies in our 3 month lifespan, I find.
Oh, no, they live longer than that. Mine do.
Yours do. I find that our future generations are getting dumber and more deformed.
Perhaps. Ooh, there's a couple of them that are deformed. They have this weird back thing going on, dude. Where they're like, it's like a dipped back, kind of opposite of a hunchback.
Here's what you do: you take those ones, you scoop them out, you throw them away, cause you gotta.
That's messed up, bro.
You gotta fix your gene pool.
That's
dude.
Murder, dude.
You gotta fix your gene pool.
Ah, gene pool, so to speak, huh? Ah.
No, literally the gene pool.
No, I will not murder my fish.
Well, then, I mean...
I'll let them get retarded to the point where they don't know how to live anymore.
That's what's going to happen.
Man, well, it hasn't happened yet, and I've had them for, like, 5 years. And it's been... It's at least, like, the 20th generation at this point.
But it's happening. You're seeing it.
Well, every now and then. It doesn't really happen, though. The snails, though. I'll murder the snails. Oh, God, they take over your tank, man. Oh, my God, dude. I murder a bunch of snails. Well, I don't really murder them. I just flush them down the toilet. I figure they can live down there because of the poops and stuff. They eat poop.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I figure they're probably alive down there.
Fleas eat each other and their own poop.
Fleas?
Yeah.
They eat each other? I didn't know they ate each other.
Yeah, that's how they can survive when there's like nothing to eat. They don't eat. They're dead. Because, you know, they don't live very long.
Yeah.
The World Health Organization has...
Screw them, dude. What do they know?
They have admitted two new diseases.
Yeah, video game disease.
Known as gaming disorder and hazardous gaming.
Are you kidding me?
Gaming disorder has to do with stuff like, you know, loot box addiction and stuff like that. Whereas hazard...
No, addiction's a disease? Oh, God, dude. Spare me.
Hazardous gaming has to do
what
with...
What is this, Narcotics Anonymous?
People that, like, play marathon sessions till they die and stuff like that. You know, things that
until they die
affect your health. You know, like the Korean people and stuff like that. Or
they will play until they die.
Yeah, or there was the Twitch streamer sometimes, you know, they'll try to do the 24-hour streams. Remember, we talked about that guy?
Oh, yeah. He fell asleep. There's one guy that fell asleep.
Fell asleep, and he was dead.
Oh, he was dead?
Yeah.
Was he dead?
Yeah, he was dead.
Oh, he's probably dead, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he didn't come back.
Because he called the cops. No, because the cops came in.
Oh, that's right. I remember that now.
The Twitch stream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn.
So now they're officially recognized.
But that guy didn't die for doing a 24-hour Twitch stream. He had something else going on, dude.
No, it was because he had a 24-hour Twitch stream.
Yeah, there was something else in there.
He didn't give the body the movement and rest he needed it to because he was playing games for 24 hours.
No, there had to have been something else. I don't believe that that's what happened. There had to have been something else.
I mean, you don't have to believe that that's what happened, but it's been recognized.
I want to see that coroner's report.
Doctors, that it's not... it's going to say heart attack because eventually that's what actually killed him, but it was caused
maybe
by...
Maybe like the 10,000 Red Bulls that he drank, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but it could have been part of that. It could have been the fact that he was probably sitting for too long and thus he got his, like...
I've sat for 80 hours in a row and nothing happened to me.
Without getting up, ever.
No.
Yeah, no.
No,
because you'd
that's
be dead.
Stupid.
You'd be dead
that's
right now.
That's just stupid. Who would do that?
Dead
people, that's who.
Yeah.
Huh?
Dead.
He's dead.
Oh, God.
Welcome to 2018.
So the
2018, yeah.
Nintendo's aiming to sell an additional 20 million Switches this year.
Yeah?
They've sold about
10?
I think 14 million.
Oh, is it 14
now? 10 to 14 million worldwide, I think.
Okay.
And they want to sell an additional 20 million this year. That's what they expect to sell this year.
Probably happen. It will probably happen.
Yeah, I mean, I already know one.
Is it this one right here?
No, that was 2017.
Oh, you're right.
Ah.
Very late 2017.
Yeah. I guess it might be 2018, fiscal quarter or whatever. Whenever their fiscal quarter starts and ends. It might be part of it.
Who's the one?
My friend CT.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny. Like 2 days ago, he was like, hey, Dan, I'm thinking of buying a 2DS for the Link Between Worlds, Zelda Link Between Worlds. And I was like, all right, cool. Yeah, that's cool, you know. I was like, oh, is it even worth it? Because, you know, Switch and stuff like that. I'm like, dude. The Switch is not the 3DS, so look at the 3DS games and see if there's anything you want to play, and then figure out if it's worth it to you, right? Because, you know, there's hundreds of games, you can see if there's enough games that you want to play on it at this point. And he was like, oh, no, I bought it anyway. Zelda's coming in the mail. I was like, okay. And then today he's like, hey, Dan, so I bought the Switch.
It doesn't even matter.
I'm like,
no, never mind. He was gonna get both.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, so for Zelda, yeah, it's in the mail.
But he got the 2DS?
He got the 2DS.
Why would he do that?
Because it's a clamshell. He doesn't want the 3D. Why would he want
that? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When I hear the 2DS, I keep thinking that one.
Sorry. New Nintendo 2DS XL. There. Does that make you feel better?
That does make me feel better.
Alright. Yeah.
Well, I got some bad news.
Wow, what's that?
My daughter lost her 3DS.
Already?
Yep.
Her friend? The same friend?
No. What? No.
Aren't you always... whenever something goes missing in your house, you're like, I'm not going to let my daughter let her friend over anymore.
I don't know what happened to it. I'm assuming she left it at somebody's house. But yeah, it's lost. And I tried looking for it.
That's going to go next.
Man. No, it's not. No, it's not, dude.
Never.
This isn't hers to touch.
You hide that away when you.
This is not hers to touch.
So that's all I'm telling you. You make sure it's not never seen out in the open. You got some like thieves going on in that little apartment complex.
Oh god, I would go insane if this got stolen. When I wasn't home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I believe it. They sell these little things. You might want to look into it, actually.
I saw those. I know what you're talking about.
Are they, like...
Keychain kind of things?
Yeah, but except they're, like, little flat squares
that
you can put on things. I know people get them for the, like, Magic Gathering, like, deck boxes, because those can be pretty expensive.
I heard people get them for put on their keys.
No, I'm not talking about a keychain. I'm talking about one that's, like, a disc. Like, it's just, like, a flat disc. And people put it in their deck boxes, because, you know, people build, like, $300, like, decks of Magic, whatever. And so, you know, you open up the phone and it starts beeping so you can find it.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Just a different, kind, I guess.
Yeah. But I figured the disc thing might be better.
It's a GPS one, right?
Yeah, because if you can get like small enough, you might be able to hide it like inside the battery compartment or something like that, so they can't like just break it right away. You
can totally open it up. I think it just has like normal screws and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because like if it's a keychain one, they'd be like, oh, this thing's making noise. Let me smash this real quick. But if it's coming from inside the DS, they might be like, oh, what do I do?
Let's check out this Nintendo Switch here.
Yeah, it's not the first one I've seen, dude. The back hinges. Annoying.
Oh, it's one of those triangle screws.
Yeah. Oh, game. But yeah, Nintendo always does
that. It'd probably void my warranty too if I opened that up.
Yeah, it would.
You probably voided the warranty by thinking about opening it.
I'm thinking about opening it up.
Oh, so you can hack it? Yeah.
Or maybe even just a Joy-Con, dude.
You play your GameCube games on there, whether Nintendo wants you to or not.
I'm playing your games on it, man.
So how are you liking it, though?
I very much enjoy my Switch. It's a good size screen, portability, and it looks good on the TV.
Oh, it's good portability?
Yeah, and it looks good on the TV.
You got a
and it looks good on the TV.
Oh, it's 900p, yeah. But you're carrying around like a little man purse now, man.
What? No. This is a manly Zelda carrying case. With some, you know, faux leather, with this little Zelda Link guy on the bottom on the front. Little,
do you throw it over your shoulder when you're walking down the street?
I don't throw over the shoulder, and then the zipper has a medallion, you know, with the Zelda emblem on there with the sword going through the Z.
And then
the lens of truth on the opposite side.
You put your extra money in there, stuff like that. You go to the store, and you're like, oh, hold up, I can never find anything in this thing.
No, I don't do that, vegan. I don't do that at all. I use it just for gaming purposes. Yeah. Yeah. I use my other purse for that stuff. But I only have the one game right now.
Oh, God, the one game.
Yeah, the one game is going to take hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. Because I am going to explore every living inch of that
terrain. Yeah, for like 20 hours, and you're like, oh, screw this.
I got to my first boss like not even 10 minutes ago, dude. Maybe 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, probably about 10 minutes ago.
But it was, I was just, you know, I was just kind of took it out just to kind of play around with it a little bit. And then I ended up finding a boss. I didn't mean to. He was just like, he wasn't even visible. Like, he just came out of the ground. It's a little rock monster, dude.
Yeah. Rock monster.
So, I didn't want to stop playing, but Vegan Dan made me do the podcast.
Yeah. Did you, you got, like, Netflix on there or anything like that yet?
Oh, no, I haven't even messed with it. Like, I've just been playing, because I didn't even, the memory card thing, though. I have some really old memory cards that don't work on the Switch.
Yeah.
They're there's a 16 gig.
Which would have been pointless, really.
Not 16.
I think with
16's still okay.
With their restrictions they have where people have to actually download their games onto their memory cards because there's not enough room on the memory card thing, a 16 gig's not going to get you anywhere right now.
It would be only for save files and stuff like that for me.
Unless you bought a game that required more memory.
Or 16
gigs? That's a full card. That's a full like card, dude.
What?
Their cards aren't their cards like 16 gig?
32.
No,
gig.
They're 32, yeah. Yeah. Nah.
For now.
But well, either way, like I tried it out and it wouldn't take them. It's just like they're old and they're not. I think it was a four, one of the, what is it called? A four level or whatever? The biggest one that, the best one that I had?
SDHC, whatever? Or Pro 4?
Yeah, like whatever. Like, it has a little four with a circle on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Class 4.
Class 4, there we go. It was a Class 4 SD card.
That has something to do with, like.
And it was it was one of the basic ones. It wasn't like an HDXC one or.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a high speed card.
I think. What is the classification then? I think that has to do with speed too or something like that. Or
I don't remember, dude. There's like three different numbers on that card. One of them has to do with speed, read write speed.
You still buy class 4. No, it's class 10 now.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, you, class like 10, people don't buy anything that's less than 10, yeah. So, you know, my old ones, the ones that I had, because I haven't bought a micro SD in a long time.
Yeah.
Like, a really, really long time. And, you know, the last one that I bought, I think, was a 32 gig that I have. And that one was, like, like, a long time ago. And I've been just recycling that one in my phones and stuff, so. But it wasn't, yeah, it wasn't enough. So I ended up buying one. I bought a 64 gig one.
You should have just gone for a 128.
Nah, whatever.
You get them on sale for, like, $50.
I don't think I'll need it.
Did you need a bigger hard drive on your PlayStation 4?
Yes. No, well, I mean, it's not necessary. It's not necessary. I can just delete, like, other games.
No, as we've all learned in school, your first answer is usually the right answer.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, when you're taking the test and you
start... It makes you a liar, dude.
When you start second-guessing yourself, the first answer tends to be the right answer, because it's just... You know it subconsciously.
Well, I mean, there's... You don't need more memory in your PlayStation. You can always delete apps and reinstall. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, some, it's...
For some people, that's like an hours-long process.
Yeah, well, not for me. Well, actually, no. The games are pretty... Yeah, there's a lot of data in games.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can just play something else while you're waiting.
But, Chino.
But, you know. It just depends on how much money... It's always time versus money, right?
Right.
Time versus money. You know, you choose what you want. And this time I'm choosing time.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to spend the money. I'll take more, you know, spend more time.
Well, not yet, anyway.
No, yeah. Well, yeah. I, you know, I have. I've started doing that already.
You gotta wait for the Switch to come out with more games.
Well, for the PlayStation, I've done that.
Yeah, for the PlayStation.
That filled up really quick.
Did you get yourself a portable hard drive yet?
No, I haven't.
I
have one, but it didn't work out.
It works wonders, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, it's flawless. Like, I don't notice any lag.
That's good.
That's good. But, So how many games from the Switch do you actually want, though, that are out right now?
That are out right now? I definitely want Mario Odyssey and Xenoblade. Those are the two that I really want.
Did you play the first Xenoblade?
Xenoblade the 2, not the first one.
Yeah, no, I'm saying did you play the first Xenoblade? On the Wii U.
Oh, not on the Wii U, no. No.
So why do you want the second one? I mean, I know they're not anything like each other.
I just want the game. What's wrong with me wanting the game?
I mean, you already want Secret of Mana, the physical edition from GameStop.
Yeah, I want that. Nah.
Only way to get
it. God, I went there the other day, too. I went inside the store. And I wondered, like, do they still do that? Do they still open up brand new games and try to sell them to you like that? And the answer was yes. They still do that. Why?
I don't know, man.
You know they let them, from what I understand... I don't know if this is true at all, you know, but from what I understand, they let employees take games home and play them.
Makes sense. If they need to know the games so they can sell the games, right?
Dude. They open up new games, play them, put them back, and then try to sell it to you as a new game. It's ridiculous.
I mean, as long as they haven't used any of the codes, does it really matter?
I heard that sometimes they do that too. They'll end up taking the codes out.
Well, then that has to be a used copy. Can't be new no more.
It's retarded, man.
That's retarded. But I mean, it makes sense to a degree.
They put a stupid sticker on it.
You want to go into a GameStop and be like, hey, this new game came out. Like, you know, what can you tell me about it? And the guy's like, oh, I don't know. I haven't been able to afford it yet because I don't get paid enough to be able to buy games here.
All that information is online.
Oh yeah, no.
All that information. There's user reviews and then there's critic reviews.
Let me spend you know, like 15-20 hours of my off time during the week so I can read all the reviews and all these games that come out.
Oh, come on.
And I could just spend a couple hours playing each one.
Dude. I'm talking about for the consumer.
Yeah, it's not
the consumer can go online and read reviews for it. Why do they need to ask the guy at GameStop?
Because people like you don't want
to
spend
time. I don't want to talk to that guy. People like me. I don't care what that guy has to say about it. I'll read it online. Yeah, hey, oh, this game looks good. Hey, vegan. Hey, what's up with this game? You like this game? Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah, this game is really cool. It looks like it's going
to
be a nut.
You talk to people you know.
Stop talking about a vegan. You're making it sound bad. Wait, what?
I'd rather talk to people that I know have played the game rather than people who work at a store that want, they're trying to sell you a game. I don't know if they're trying to sell you a game.
Well, I know a very specific instance where they tried not to sell me a game. And I was like,
that's strange. That sounds strange for someone to do.
Yeah.
Just in general, you know?
It was just dumb. Like, his boss was there. He's like, dude, you don't know jack about this game. Like, this game's actually pretty fun. But you need to stop talking trash, because this game's pretty good. I remember we got a little conversation and the boss was there, and the boss was like, have you even played this game? And I was like, no, I haven't played it. What's up?
Wait, you heard this?
I faintly recall something like this. It could have been like my mind like just connecting the dots, you know, reading between the lines.
Yeah.
I don't know if the exact words were spoken, but I'm pretty sure that's the intention. Because it was PlayStation All Star, and the guy was like, oh, it's just a Smash Bros.
Oh, no.
It's just a Smash Bros. Clone. Stupid. Why would you want to buy that? And the guy was like, game's good.
That guy's a Nintendo fan, dude.
Have you played the game? Nintendo fan. And the guy's like, no, I haven't played the game. Why would I play the game? He's like, yeah, because it's fun. That's why you'd play the game.
Here, we'll let you borrow one of the new copies.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, man. We don't got a copy to sell you right now. He's got to go play this.
That's still, yeah. I just can't believe they still do that. I really don't.
How do you know they still do that?
Because I saw it.
What do you mean because you saw it?
I saw someone get sold a brand new game that was used.
Why? Because the packaging was
under? No, it had a sticker under. They put a sticker on the new games that so that it's like it's their seal.
Yeah.
So if you break it, they know that you opened it. Yeah.
Yeah, but GameStop has a policy of just taking the shrink wrap off of all their games.
Oh, they do that for every game?
Yeah.
Oh, that's stupid.
So that they can take the discs out of the cases and put the cases on
the shelves. No, they don't do that. Some GameStops will sell you a... Well, I don't know. I've seen them sell, like, packaged games.
Maybe if they have, like, a, you know, a DLC...
I don't think
like
they do that for every game.
Soundtrack maybe in there or something like that. Like, you know, like, I know Atlas, whenever they put out games for the 3DS, it usually comes
is
like...
Is every game that you buy from GameStop like that?
Pretty yeah, sure most they of hide the discs behind the counter.
I think most of them, at least. I've had a couple friends at GameStop. I'd say that's pretty normal.
Like,
when I bought Final Fantasy 15, it wasn't. It was still wrapped. It was still new game.
But did it come with something?
Well, it was the hard case.
Yeah, the steel case.
Steel case edition.
Right, they don't do that with the plastic ones. The regular ones.
Huh.
The ones that don't come with something.
I thought they only did it randomly, like to... couple games like it for every title.
No, because basically like they just open up stock, a couple games. They get their stock, they put it on the shelf, and when they put it on the shelf, they open it up and take
God, dude, I hate them even more now. I can't believe they take the shrink wrap off of every game.
I mean, most people would probably consider that a service.
No? No? Why would you want to take the... I mean, God, dude, doesn't it feel good when you open up a new game?
No, I'm saying I enjoy it, but I mean, some people are probably like, oh, I don't want to cut this thing open. I'm tired of cutting these things open. I just wish somebody would just open these things for me.
You're a weird guy, vegan.
I'm not a weird guy.
Yeah, for thinking that people enjoy that. There's nobody out there that enjoys that, dude.
Oh, you're right. In the world of convenience, where people can barely be bothered to go out to the grocery store to buy their own groceries,
so difficult to open a game. Actually, sometimes they get pretty annoyed. They can get pretty annoyed.
Actually, yeah, there are a couple games where somebody would just open them for me.
Because here's the thing, right? When I open games, I don't want to use a knife to cut the plastic.
Why not?
Because I don't want to damage any part of that the case, any part of the figures.
Some underpaid employee cut the plastic for you.
No. You just take the, you know, you try to peel off the little corners that are really stuck
and together. And you start biting at it?
Once you get a little bit off, then yeah.
And then you start getting teeth marks in your...
No, because you're only biting the plastic.
You know...
The shrink wrap.
I got an answer to your problems, man. You want the answer to your problems there? 100%. Foolproof. Never have to worry about the shrink wrap getting stuck again.
Digital?
That's right.
That's not happening.
Damn, you got it.
That is not happening.
Bam, did you get your Evil Within DLC? I hate you!
forgot.
I don't even know if it's on sale anymore.
I totally remembered to do that, and then I forgot to do that.
I remind you, like, every week.
I know you did.
All you had, you were already on your computer.
I know I was. And I was going to do it after I started watching.
I don't even know if it's on sale anymore.
The Ajin, what is it called? Ajin no Haha or something? What the hell is it called? Dead people that don't die.
Oh,
Ajin something Ajin? Huh. Whatever, I've been watching the crap out of that. I like
the
it.
The Netflix movie?
I don't like... Oh, no, it's a series.
Oh, Tokyo Ghoul?
No. They, like, die, and there's, like, these black... This little black thing comes and, like, revives them.
No, I don't think I've heard of it.
It's on Netflix.
It is a Netflix... I just said the Netflix one, and you're like, no.
No, you said movie.
Yeah, it's a movie.
It's not a movie.
It's not a movie?
No.
It's a CG one.
It's like a manga anime.
Like the weird CG looking one?
Yeah. But it's not a movie.
Okay, I thought it was a movie.
Yeah, I don't like the animation style, but I really like the anime. The content.
Yeah, up until that one's pretty good. I haven't gotten around to it yet. So, Platinum Games says that they want to produce their own game.
Yeah.
Outside of Bayonetta 3. They're working on Bayonetta 3, but they're going to have a team of 20 people start working on this new game. That they want to do completely in-house. It would be, I think, the first time they do an in-house game for a while. Since Bayonetta 1.
No, they have a film trilogy.
Oh, so it is a movie.
They made it into a movie, yeah. Well, I don't know if it's like a separate story.
You know anything about it, then, do you?
All I know is I've been watching episodes. Half an hour episodes.
Alright. Fair enough. On Netflix.
On Netflix, yeah. Yeah.
They created.
And I've also been reading the manga. Yes. At the same time. At the
same time? Oh, can you do that for My Hero Academia already? You know, Boku no Hero Academia? Yeah, can you get on that?
I could probably do that, yeah.
Hey, can you? Yeah, why don't you load it up right now on your Switch there, buddy?
I don't have anything installed on my Switch except for nothing.
The creative director of Naughty Dog. Oh, sorry, the creative director for Uncharted The Lost Legacy is leaving Naughty Dog. Sean Escaig?
E-S-C-A-Y-G. That sounds foreign. Too foreign.
But his first name is Sean.
He probably changed it when he came to America.
No, I don't think that's...
Just like the Chinese people do.
Well, no, they take a...
Her name's not Sarah. Her name is not Sarah.
They take on a Christian name. They have their Chinese name and they have their...
Nah, that's not how
Christian
it goes.
Name.
They tell them to change it when they're on the boat.
I mean, that's how it... I mean, that's... The Chinese people I've met, that's what
they say.
You name
Ning no more. You name Sarah.
Okay, wow. Rumors are saying that he's leaving to go work at Crystal Dynamics and work on their new Avengers game.
Who's that guy? What?
Okay. Moving on. Teaser trailer is coming in February for The Legend of Bumbo. Although the game's been delayed again, there should be a trailer in February.
What was that game that was on the Switch from them?
Binding of Isaac?
No. The other one.
On the Switch?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's on the
Super Meat Boy?
No, dude.
Forever?
A different one.
The world is, it's the end of the world or whatever? The end is nigh? That's on everything.
Is it that one?
Is
the end is nigh? Yeah.
You're all like black blob.
I saw that on the Switch when I was buying Legend of Zelda. I didn't hear much about it.
Yeah, I don't think you'd like
it. Even like, when it came out, like, it wasn't like, I didn't hear anything about that, dude.
There's speedrunners. Speedrun it. It looks like ridiculously hard. I don't think it's one that he actually made. I think he just did the art assets for it.
Okay.
Yeah. Monster Hunter World PC release. We have its release window, finally. For the PC, it's coming to fall 2018. So pretty much 2 seasons after it's been out on console.
Yeah.
So it's up to you. I mean, if you have a super high-end PC and you have a PS4, which do you go for?
Actually, It's not on it for Xbox.
What?
The End is Nigh.
It's not on Xbox?
PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC.
Oh, that's weird. Huh. It's really weird.
It was developed by Edmund.
Oh, okay. I don't think the whole thing was him, though. Because I remember I saw it was, like, two people's names. And I think there was, like, a thanks to Edmund for, like, the art or something like that. In the credits.
Well, whatever. I'm not buying it.
So, okay. Me and Jeff have been exploring the world of Fortnite Battle Royale with
our
good friend Albie Danged.
Albie Danged! He texted me today, told me, hey man, y'all want to play some Fortnite?
Yeah.
And I was like, silence.
And then he texted me, he's like, hey yo, I try to hit up Jeff, see if you want to play some Fortnite, but he ain't talking to me, but if you want to play, and I was like, I'll ask Jeff.
He said he wasn't even drunk.
Oh, no.
He wasn't even
drunk. Last time people were muting him as soon as they got into our group.
Dude, that the last one that we did was the greatest one in the world.
Yeah.
The guy that came in to join us, he was having a blast, dude. And yeah. he was a cool guy, too.
Like, this is like Rat Killer or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And my daughter was like joining in on the conversation in the background.
Oh, this is Jeff's daughter in the background, by the way. Oh, Dad, I like playing the games where I get to kill people.
She didn't mean it. It was more of a plant versus zombie kind of killing people, you know? Not real people, you know? Like fake people?
No, she was talking about other players on the internet.
That's not what she meant.
She wanted to throw some trash on some poor kid's salt wounds. I think that's what she was trying to say.
Well, she wanted to play it. I was like, no.
I don't want you playing. It was great. Jeff's like talking, meeting new people. He's like, oh, are you his friend? Like, no, I just met him like 5 minutes ago. Oh, I thought you're not supposed to talk to people on the internet.
Yeah, you're not supposed to talk to anybody on the internet. I'm an adult. So, yeah, like everything I tell her not to do, I'm doing.
Yeah.
But I am an adult, and she is a child.
That's great. Examples leading. Yeah. Oh, damn.
I told her when she's an adult that she could do that. She can make that decision.
Now, how do you define adulthood?
18 years.
It's such an arbitrary number.
No, it's not arbitrary. It's what it is, man. It's the decision that the lawmakers in the United States made. Because that's when you're out of school and you can make your own decisions. You've learned what you're going to learn.
No, because...
Now, you can choose on your own to continue learning, or you can choose on your own to be, you know,
in if I had a six-year-old that went around and killed somebody and got tried as an adult, should that six-year-old then forever more be considered an adult?
If she purposely did it, then yes.
Okay.
She purposely did it. If she planned this out and, you know, decided to go kill somebody, then yeah.
So I mean, if your daughter plans it out and decides to go like murk people on the internet, talk to whoever she wants in video games, talk to whoever she wants to.
Oh, in video games?
Why can't she? She purposely planned it out to go do this.
It's a video game. It's not real, man.
But talking to people is.
That
was part of her plan.
And she better not be talking to people. She better not be talking to people. She can go murder whatever the hell she wants on the internet.
Are you going to let her play?
I don't want her talking to her victims.
Are you going to let her play on your PS4?
I let her play on my PS4.
Fortnite?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with Fortnite, dude. Fortnite's so cartoony.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it doesn't matter.
Is she going to be our fourth member?
But the thing is, she needs to use my account.
Yeah.
So I have to create a separate account on the PS4.
Why?
Because I don't think I can use both the same accounts on at the same time. Like if she were to play with me.
Oh.
I hate it when that happens.
Is that hard to hold?
I hate it when that happens. Oh my god, it's the worst feeling in the world for me.
At least
dude.
You got carpeted floors, man.
That's true, but I also have a kitchen.
Why are you taking him in the kitchen? Why are you playing him in the kitchen?
I take my controller everywhere, dude.
Why?
Because if I'm going to go get a snack, I take my controller and put it on the counter. I just carry it with me. It's instinctual. I don't do it on purpose.
You have a table right in front of you. Wherever
I don't have that table anymore. That table broke. There's no more table.
Did you fall on it?
No. I didn't fall on it.
You drank too much whiskey.
The legs broke. I don't know. I don't even know how it happened, to be honest, dude. I don't remember what the cause of the breakage was, but two legs were not legs anymore.
I'm saying it sounds like a common problem you have.
You can still prop up the table then? Like, you could hold it, you could put the legs underneath the table and it would hold. But you just couldn't move it at all, dude. Or else that thing would just come crumbling down.
So if Toby ran under it, you know?
Yeah, it was, yeah. You had stuff on top of it, but it wasn't good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you get a new one?
New what?
New table?
No, I didn't even get one. Those are pretty cheap. The one I got was pretty cheap.
Alright.
It was like a $15 table. One of those ones you get at Walmart or whatever.
Yeah. It's nice to have that with a big living room.
It is nice to have that. But it doesn't cover the whole area.
No.
It was tiny. But, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, video games. Fortnite.
Yeah. So how are you liking that game?
It's fun to play with friends.
We are complete trash.
But it's fun to play with friends.
It's not fun for the people that join our group.
No, it was. Talk to Rat Killer.
Just that one guy. It wasn't Rat Killer. It was Rat something.
Rat whatever, man. The Rat King. But he was having a... He stayed to watch the whole thing until we were all dead.
Well, because Albie Dan's like performance was...
And he wasn't even talking! He wasn't even talking at all! Like, there was like moments where he'd come in... And just chime in on something?
Hey, don't worry, but the guys, don't worry, but I got...
But then it was like so much radio silence, dude.
I'm not gonna lie, his mic was like breaking up left and right that night. I was having like almost...
I don't remember that happening.
That might have just been my end. I'm not saying... I couldn't like understand him half the time.
I think that was just him being drunk.
It might have just him been being drunk.
I wonder if he had pushed the talk and he was just like... Releasing the button?
I think, yeah, because it sounded like it was just cutting off, like, abruptly. It didn't sound like it was, like, garbly, but it was just kind of just cutting off.
Because I think he had a, I think he said he mapped it to his mouse or something?
Oh, okay.
Is that what happened?
I don't remember. Yeah, that's right.
I think so, that was part of the conversation.
So, yeah, we're playing crossplay. I'm on my PS4, everybody's on their PC.
It was so fun.
That one time. Was super fun. The other time, I was kind of like, all right, well, let's go get ourselves killed, guys. We did make it the top 10 teams, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did it. Albie Dang did it.
But
while drunk. While not killing anybody and running away from the circle.
Like, yeah.
The opposite direction he's supposed to be running. He did that a lot.
But it kept him alive. Oh, alive God. Long enough for us to get the top 10 teams.
Yeah.
Or squads, I should say. So, I mean, there's some merit to his strategy. It's the best strategy we've had.
It was really great. But I had fun with it, though. I had fun with the game. And it's only because it was like it was friends playing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I don't know. I don't know if I would even consider playing solo.
I wouldn't. Yeah. That's not my type of game. I don't think I'm ever going to get good at that game. And a game like that, if you can't get good at it, there's no point in playing it.
I'm going to try to hook up my... Well, not try to. I'm going to play with a controller next time on PC.
Why?
If I can play on a PS4 right now. It's a PC mentality, bro.
No, I mean, like, you have so much more precision with the mouse.
But the keyboard, that's the thing. It's like, it's give and take, dude. The mouse is so much better, but the keyboard just screws me up every time, dude.
Just get good, man.
Ah, I'd have to use it so much more.
Buy yourself an Xbox One Elite controller.
And then there's also pain in my hand after using the keyboard so much. Like, when you game a lot on the keyboard, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but...
You gotta build up those muscles.
Like, it's just like, yeah, it starts hurting after a while, dude, and I'm just like, ah.
I've never had that issue.
You get cramps, you gotta build up those muscles in your pinky and stuff like that.
She never has that issue.
Yeah, she's been playing on PC like her whole life. Oh, she's built up those muscles.
My favorite way to play Skyrim.
It took her a long time to get used to using the controller.
My favorite way
to play. Did it really? It was the opposite? Yeah.
My favorite way to play Elder Scrolls games is actually on a laptop with the trackpad.
Oh, God, no. Oh, no, no, no. No! That's horrible.
Your hands are like this, so you've got...
Yeah, she's playing like one hand on top of the other.
No, no, next to each other.
That's weird.
Yeah. I mean, it's a step above trackball.
Oh, trackballs are so difficult to use for me.
Yeah.
I hate it when arcade games had trackballs. I still tried them. But it wasn't great. How did you like it?
I think I'll enjoy it more when the game goes co-op free to play. Then we jump in and do some co-op missions. Because then I can actually like play around without dying in the first like 5 seconds. Because the game's set up, you jump out of the thing, right? You can't see where people are jumping until you jump out. So you're like, all right, guys, where do you want to jump? All right, we'll jump out there. And there's like 15 people jumping out there. And you land, and they all have guns already. Because they're all better than you. And they just know how to get guns while they're flying through the air.
So
and then you die.
One thing I didn't like about the game was that the chests are in the same place every time.
Yeah.
At least that's what it feels like to me. And I think that's the case. But like,
I think they're supposed to be random. I think they're always in like mainly in towns.
The one that the with the three silos?
Yeah.
There was always a chest in that first one.
Yeah.
Every time in the same spot. And I'm like, oh my god, this is... It's ridiculous, because then people are just going to jump to that, you know, to those locations right away, you know?
And it's such a luck-based game. Like, it's not... It's very hard to get by on skill in that game because of the weapon rarities.
Yeah, so the weapons suck sometimes.
Yeah. We've done the entire matches where we just cannot find anything better than whites. Like, one person on our team has a green... Because like,
there is nothing better than whites.
Yeah.
Huh? At least according to the law.
But I did kill somebody purely with a pickaxe once.
That is fun, dude.
It's
I went into a pickaxe battle with somebody, and then there was somebody else that joined in with me, and then there's a guy that came in with a shotgun and killed all of us. That was so fun, dude.
No, I
because one person ran away and I chased after him. The guy was shocked. I was like, oh, boom, boom.
No, I had a one-on-one. Like, I would kill him to the point where they dropped to the ground, you know, and, like, they're begging for life or whatever.
I was doing that too
and
one time.
I kept going. And he took so long to kill. And, like, the impacts of hitting the person when they're on the ground is so much louder. So, like, you're like, you almost feel like this person begging for their life. And you're like, die, die. It's a lot more visceral feeling than I was expecting that to actually feel like from a game that cartoony.
Yeah, dude, it was, I think it's more fun when having the pickaxe battles than the gun battles, dude.
Yeah.
It just makes it so much, so zany, dude, I know. Right?
Yeah. And that, is it just me, or is the aiming feel a little off, like it's not, like the latency has some issues?
You talking about, like, everything in general?
Yeah, like the guns in general. Like, you know, sniper rifle, sometimes you shoot them and like you shoot off to the side and it'll hit them. Like, you have to figure out, like, the aim's off or something like that, you know?
There are, like, accuracy upgrades, right?
There might be. I don't know.
Like,
I don't live long enough to find out any of this stuff.
I wonder if there's an accuracy stat on there, because I feel like there's been a couple times where like I shoot somewhere and it doesn't hit there.
I just want to real quick before I forget. Jeff's so the game's all about being able to build stuff and like, you know, shoot stuff. Jeff's way of defending himself is run behind the tree. Run the behind tree, the tree.
Dude, the tree. The I'm trees like, are great.
I'm like, Jeff, you can build a wall. You can build your own defense so that when you run behind the tree, you have somewhere, something, you're not getting shot the whole time.
You know the funny thing about that is, I don't collect materials ever. So I have like 4 wood, like, you know, 3 minutes into the game.
And we're playing with people who are like, all right, guys, let's spend some time picking
up some bricks. They build like right now. Super towers.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I can only build like a wall and that's it. That's what I can get.
That's why we'll never make it, man.
It's funny that way.
You gotta get your build game. You and Albie gotta get your build game going.
Albie never builds either, does he?
The principal structure that people build.
You hardly ever build either, dude.
They build their 3 walls? Because I'm always dead. They build the three walls and they build a stairway right in the middle of those three walls. Yeah. They can inch their way up and get their shots. That's how you do it. That's how the Prez do it.
The only times I build a stairway is when there's treasure somewhere. That's the only reason. And then I'll collect wood for that. But I never collect any extra wood.
You notice people just, when they're running by somewhere, they just hit it real quick. They get some material out of it.
Yeah.
They keep running.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Should I do what the game intends me to do?
Yeah. No, yeah.
And what about these little triangle? The little triangle ones, are those like rooftops? Is that what that's supposed to be? I don't understand what that's supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't know what that's supposed to be. Nobody uses
it. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Yeah. Little pyramid things.
Nobody ever goes past the first two.
And then there's one guy building like a platform up in the sky. Like pretty far out into the sky.
He didn't even have a sniper rifle. I don't know why he was doing that.
Number one, I don't even know how those things are like holding in place.
Video game logic?
But yeah, he was shooting people. Yeah, he didn't have a sniper.
Yeah, he was using an AR.
He ended up getting killed.
Yeah, they shot his platform out from under him and he just fell to his death.
So easy.
Yeah. He just had to try to survive.
Right. Yeah, I still want to play that game.
You gonna play it tonight?
Yeah, why not?
Are we gonna play it tonight? It's early enough. Alright. We'll see if Albie Danny's drunk by the time.
Oh, he'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll outlive us all. And we all have to jump off at the same time, Jeff.
Albie Dang was jumping really early when he was drunk.
Yeah, because he was
like,
drunk.
Let's jump over here, and then I'll be dang jumping. I was like, oh, we're here. And then, no, we weren't. We weren't at all.
It's called a map.
He was just jumping, and so like, I essentially jumped with him. And so, then everybody else was like, what are you guys doing? It's like, well, I'll be jumped.
Which answers the age-old question, if Albie jumped off a bridge, would Jeff jump too?
Only off a plane. So,
but honestly, yeah, we're still trash. The best times we have is when we're just hiding from everybody else.
Definitely garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah, hiding is the thing to do.
But then we have, like, no guns, so when people finally find us, we're just dead anyway.
You just have to kill that one guy that has all the guns in.
Yeah. And stay
alive. That's all we have to do. Between the three of us. And then there's one guy that kills all three of us.
Right afterwards? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I always try to use those Healy Light as fast as I can before they kill me, just so you can't get them.
That's a good strat.
Just to spite him.
Yeah. So, Nintendo was saying that all the Zelda games are not going to be like free roaming games.
Right, because the next one's going to be a 2D one, right? Or a traditional
I don't remember, yeah.
I think they said the next one they're working on is a top-down, like, Link to the Past style. Something like that.
So, it's going to be... That's cool, though. I like that.
On your fancy new Switch, you like that?
You know, like, and the other ones were semi-kind of free-roaming. Like, you know, Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask. Majora's Mask was less, though. A lot less than Ocarina of Time.
No, the thing is, I don't even think they're making them 3D.
Hmm?
I don't think the next one's even going to be 3D. I think
it doesn't matter. I mean, it's like just
Link to the Past status.
It's essentially the same thing.
Not 2D, but that style.
Yeah, but it's essentially the same thing. You got a big map or whatever you can roam.
Yeah.
But like that one, that's the whole thing about like getting certain items to be able to explore further. You know, but because you're blocked by rocks or whatever, you need to get the glove to lift up the rocks. And
I have to ask you, as a longtime Zelda player, and as somebody that can generally take a moment to realize that there's a lot of, you have a lot of Nintendo fan service to your name, but can see that about himself, can actually separate himself enough to be able to see that he drinks Kool-Aid from time to time. I have to ask you, why was everybody flipping their shit because Zelda went open world?
It wasn't that much.
Why did they act like Nintendo created a whole new way of playing the game?
It was just a new way to play a Zelda game, dude. It was new.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it wasn't
new. Well, that's the thing. That's just the thing.
But they acted as if Zelda invented the open world gaming market. As if this was a brand new hot thing off the gaming floor. Nobody had ever seen
something. You're talking about critics as well, right? Yeah. You're talking about everybody.
I'm talking about everybody.
I don't know. I think it's great, but it doesn't... I mean... Like I said, you know, when it came to, like, Ocarina of Time and stuff like that, you can still explore the map. You know, you play the first part, you get through that, you know, and then you're thrown onto this open map, right? And granted, them, and it was just a big field. It was a gigantic field, and there wasn't really much to do in that. I think Majora's Mask did, I think, less than that. Like, you couldn't really explore too much in that game.
Oh, really?
It felt like less exploration. Like you would have to grab more items. But granted, I played Ocarina of Time more than Majora's Mask, but it just felt more like, you know, you have to grab all these items to be able to explore it even more. And there was always a time limit. There was a time limit in that game, so you know it made it to where you can explore even less because of that restriction. When they came with this Breath of the Wild, and I still haven't played Skyward Sword actually. I need to play that.
But you played Twilight Princess?
Yeah, Twilight Princess was kind of cool. That one was definitely more... It was a strange Zelda. That one was a strange Zelda.
Yeah. You play the Story of Seasons, Story of Ages, Minish Cap.
Not completely.
Okay.
But I did play... what was it? Link's Awakening. But it's just like, I don't know, dude. It didn't seem that much crazier. You know, it was a cool feature. I love the feature, but it wasn't... I don't think it was something to get, like, super excited about.
Do you think, with what you've played so far, that it should be the game of the year that everybody's giving it?
With what I've played so far? I can't make that assumption off of a few hours.
I mean, just... Light. If you take into consideration that... You are getting most of the gameplay from that game. It's the open exploration. You can do this, find that. And, you know, part of it's the discovery. You know, sure. But, I mean, the gameplay-wise, you're pretty much getting most of it right now, right? Like most games. You play the first couple, you know, 5 hours or so, I assume you've played of that. You understand the game. You know, you know what you're getting.
Like you say, that's every game. That's every game. If you're talking about gameplay only, then that's every game, dude. It's more than that. You gotta play through a game, dude, completely before you can make a decision whether that should have been the game of the year or not.
But are you seeing anything so far that makes you consider it for game of the year?
So far, no. No.
And so, what was your game of the year? I forget.
My game of the year?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I know it wasn't Horizon. You never played.
No, it wasn't Horizon. Like, I know that was God, what was it?
Doom? No.
No, not Doom. Yeah. That game's fun, but isn't. Not game of the year status.
Oh, really? Okay. It wasn't Evil Within 2, because you never play that.
Although I really liked Evil Within.
You did buy it. You just haven't played
what
it.
What the hell game was it?
It had to have been PC... Oh, Cuphead, right?
Oh, Cuphead, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... Yeah.
So how does it stack up against Cuphead so far?
It's a totally different genre, man.
It's still...
It's hard to do that.
It's only one game
of the year.
It's
so hard to do that, though.
It's only one game of the year.
Well, so far, I would choose Cuphead over Zelda, yes. For sure.
Why? I mean, Zelda has a story. Cuphead has, like, It has a reason to go shoot things.
Because of innovation. Innovation plays a big part. You know, the whole... You know, the
art style.
The art style, you know, the... You know, the sound, you know, everything, like, just... You know, it's not something that's been there before. And it's just, you know, the way it plays was definitely not what I expected. I was expecting, like, Mario levels, you know?
Oh.
You know, like, against. You know, yeah, like, levels, and then you get to a boss. But this is nothing but bosses. Yeah, and then there's, like, a couple levels, like, you know, these run-through levels that are really short. You know, and you know, you have to, you don't have to do anything. You just have to get to the end. There are like a couple like mini bosses in there, you know, in these levels, but it's nothing like incredible.
You know, sometimes we do this podcast and you say, you start talking about a game and I realize that you really don't listen to anything I say on this podcast.
I don't listen to anything you say. And if I do, I forget about it.
Because that game...
Because I don't pay attention.
That game was always a boss game.
I don't remember that being a thing.
Yeah, it was a thing. People got upset when they started adding levels to the game because they thought they were going to make it not a boss game.
Well, I thought it was going to be levels. When I saw that game, I was like, "Oh, this is like a, you know, platformer, like a, you know, levels and bosses."
Yeah,
not all bosses, but yeah, it was different, and then I enjoyed it, and it's difficulties there. Like certain bosses are pretty difficult. There's something that I could definitely get stuck on a lot, so you know, there's you know, it's challenging. It's not a, and a, you know, and you get all these like speedrun and stuff, they're like, oh, that game's not hard at all, you know, like, you know, screw you, dude.
Okay.
You
know, like, so I got one more question for you.
Okay.
So, I mean, based off what you played, obviously you can change your opinion later, but based off what you played, do you think there is Zelda inflation in the gaming critique world?
If I'm gonna be honest, yes.
Thank you. Finally.
Based on what I've played.
I just wanted to Zelda.
And all, I understand that all I've done really is just go from place to place.
That's like Grand Theft Auto.
Killing things.
That's Grand Theft Auto. That's what you do. You go around and kill things, and then you.
I finally got to my first boss, and I killed. It's a random boss too. It's not like it's, you know, this is, you know, based on a boss based on the storyline. You know.
I just need to hear it from Zelda fanboys because I feel like I'm crazy. I feel like I'm crazy because I'm the only person like saying these things, you know. So I just need like.
From what I play right now, the game has been overhyped. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not a great game. Yeah, I'm not trying to take away its quality from it.
Exaggerated. Is that a word you want looking for?
I just want some vindication. That's all I want. So many times people tell me I just hate Nintendo.
You like, do.
I don't hate Nintendo.
You do hate Nintendo.
I just want a level playing field.
No, you hate Nintendo. Everything that Nintendo does is bad.
Why do I spend so much money on Nintendo then?
You.
I spend as much, if not more, on Nintendo.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
That's only because Nintendo games. 2 3DSs,
2 copies. Yeah, that's true. Because
they have the best sellers. They go to $20.
No.
No.
No. They don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, 5 3DS games have gone $20 in the past, like, 3 years.
It's something.
No, that's not good enough.
They did it for the Wii U.
Yeah.
They did it
Was it, like, 3 games for the Wii U for in the past, like,
there was more.
Entire
lifetime? I think there was more for the later consoles than there were for the earlier consoles. The cartridge consoles, I don't remember them having best sellers.
No, I don't think so.
So it all started kind of with the disc ones. And I know the Wii U had a bunch of them that went into, like, bestseller mode. Metro Prime, I think, was one of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you hate them, dude.
I hate them.
Everything you say is bad. You have nothing good to say about Nintendo.
Dude, Nintendo has some of my favorite franchises.
But you have nothing good to say about them.
Fire Emblem's great. I wish I could afford it, but they don't drop the price, so I can't afford it for the past couple generations.
Generations?
Last one.
It sounds like so long, dude.
The last one I bought was on Game Boy Advance. The
last 8 years, man.
And that Game Boy Advance cartridge still cost the same as it did when they first came out. If not more.
And now you're dealing with collector's items, though.
Yeah, more. It's like twice as much now, minimum. Like, no instructions and no box.
See, that's bad. To pay that much more for no... If you don't get, like, the packaging?
Yeah, no. Yeah. But, you know, like Fire Emblem, like Advance Wars, they decided to just kill that franchise off, you know. From the DS, they're not going to do anything with that anymore. Man, I really like the first Pokemon game, but I have not been able to get into another one.
What about didn't you get,
Yeah, we got the Pokemon. We played it for, like 5 hours, and, like, we haven't touched it since.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, it's dead boring.
It just doesn't have the magic of the first ones. Yeah, this it got closer with this
Maybe it's because you waited too long.
It got, I got it when it came out.
Day one.
No, between.
No, the thing that bugged me, because when the second generation came out, I was like, oh, this looks cool. Like, yeah, so where do you go if you want to like pick up like a Charmander? And there's like, oh, no, you don't. You don't get any of the old guys anymore. I was like, oh, what do you get? Like, you get this monkey that throws like fire poop. Like, stupid. That's stupid.
You don't like fire poop monkey?
It's just, I feel like they shot themselves in the foot trying to come up with 150 new Pokemon each time.
Mm.
Where there's just like, you end up getting things where like, hey, it's a Pokemon, that's a keychain. Hey, this Pokemon. Rather than
just add like expansions.
Yeah. A new world, new stories with some like, you know, 50 new Pokemon, something like that, you know. Or, you know, some new evolutions or something like that. I think always having to come up. Because, I mean, there's an ice cream cone Pokemon. It's an ice cream cone. It evolves into an ice cream cone that has two more ice cream cones attached to it. For crying out loud. This is an actual Pokemon. There's literally...
I'm looking this up.
A Pokemon... Literally a Pokemon that is a keychain. That was not something I made up. Candelabras.
Ice cream cone Pokemon. I have to see this thing, dude. Oh my god!
Yeah.
Vanillish.
Yeah.
Vanillish. Oh yeah, he has another scoop.
Do you see what I mean? I think they kind of shot themselves in the foot trying to always come up with so many different types of Pokemons. And this one is the closest. It got my interest enough for me to buy it because it was like...
Is it a keychain Pokemon? Keychain Pokemon.
Yeah. It got... It
Not was, teach a Pokemon.
It made me buy it.
Oh, Klefki! You don't like Klefki?
It made me buy it because it was like, hey, all these are animals
again. Holy crap, dude.
And I was like, alright, they're all animals again. I can get behind this.
It's a steel fairy. Like, S-T-E-E-L. Steel fairy. They can look whatever, like, however they want. Okay? They want to take the shape of a keychain, that's their prerogative, man.
I'm pretty sure is a trash can or a pile of trash.
Yeah, there's one that's a pile of trash. Not
pile of trash Pokemon.
It kind of looks like Grimer from back in the day, but except it's all trash.
Garbodor? You don't like Garbodor? He spawns little trash dudes. Or maybe that's his transformations. I don't know.
Maybe they're transformations.
Oh my god, there are some pretty bad Pokemons. Oh, Jesus.
And like, I didn't want to go around collecting trash cans and keychains. I was like, I can play Animal Crossing if I want to do that. That is not one of my franchises that I like.
There's a mime Pokemon.
That was one of the first ones.
Mr. Mime.
Yeah. He was psychic type.
Yeah. Ah!
He was number 100. No.
Wait, why was Dragonite different? How is Dragonite different from Charizard?
Because Charizard is a lizard Pokemon, and Dragonite is a dragon Pokemon.
That's retarded. They look almost exactly the same.
Look up Charizard.
I'm talking about the original one, not the transformation ones.
You're talking about Charmander?
Charmander versus Charizard? I don't know which one I'm talking about. Here's a matching video.
Yeah, you're literally watching a video of somebody fighting somebody with Charmander versus Charizard. Sorry.
I don't know my Pokemon well. Oh, I see. Oh. Okay. Alright, they're a little different, I guess.
Yeah. Alright. Let's talk about the question of the week, shall we?
No, it's not time yet, is it?
Like, it doesn't have to be if you want to talk about more things.
Oh, God, yeah.
Alright.
Hey, give me a second here.
I thought you
had something in my pocket.
Oh god, put that away.
Oh no, I talked about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm gonna put this back in my pocket.
Yeah, you do that. You put that away.
Oh, there it goes. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, put okay. that. Whew. All right.
It's a lot harder than it looks.
Did you see my YouTube video?
The policeman?
The Xmas one? The X-Files one?
Yeah, I saw that one.
Did you like it?
Didn't we talk about this?
I don't think we did.
I think we did.
I think I told you about it. You're like, oh, send it to me the link.
No. We talked about this because I told you we were like really late into that video.
Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah, because they didn't have a part for me. And then they were trying to make a part for me.
No, they had a part for me. It's
or they did, or the style they or whatever.
They changed it, what it was.
Yeah, something was. Yeah, and then it was like a last minute kind of thing. And then they gave you aviators.
Yeah. All right. So the question was, what did
Who's
you...
Who's the old people?
One of them was David. He was part of the troop member. The other guy I don't really know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. David I like that how they, when they were like... Change the camera, like when they pan the camera back and forth, and they would be dressed differently.
Dressed by Christmas light?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the guy.
The smoky man was yeah. having a candy cane. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool.
So the question was, what did you get for Christmas? I began, wrote it, and said, Sandy bought me some clothes and a microphone, but not a turntable.
Dude, that guy has 50 billion microphones.
He has like five of the same microphone.
No, we went through a whole process. Of him saying, hey, B-ho, I'm going to play all these microphones and you tell me which one you like best. How do you like this one? What about this one? Dude, we went through like at least like 15 microphones, it feels like. It wasn't a repeat either because there would be no point of playing a repeat.
Yeah.
So he has a crap ton of microphones, dude. It's like an addiction to him.
So he didn't do the like the glasses thing where he's like, number one. But number two.
No, number he did. One. Which one you like better? You like this one better than the other one? All right. What about this one? Is this one better than this one?
Well, of course, he's making these decisions based off whatever crappy sound system you have set up at the time.
He has a thing. Or something. It's like a soundboard or something like that. Oh, there's one that he had to go, I think he had to use through the soundboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably XLR one.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
did you get a USB thing for your mic?
No, I didn't get that. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, using your camera mic, then?
Yeah, for now. I gotta find that, dude. I gotta find that little dongle, dude.
I love how you killed your car for this thing. You're still not using it. Is your car fixed yet?
No, they haven't given it back yet.
Did they tell you what it was yet?
Apparently, the whole drivetrain is shot.
That sounds expensive.
It's under warranty.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. It's only 4 years old, dude.
Yeah, but my experience with it's under warranty is like, oh, yeah, except for this thing.
The powertrain. Powertrain warranty is the one that lasts the longest. They stand by that they're, you know, everything engine and transmission is going to last at least, like, 7 years. No. The transmission died. Oh, and while I was driving it to the dealership, it did this whole, like, kind of... jumpy, mechanical, soundy kind of thing. And it was like a kaplunk kind of thing. And then the check engine light came on. And I was just like, oh my God, dude. What more? What more, dude? So they're going to fix up, because the driver's side, both doors on the driver's side, the power locks didn't work anymore. Not with the key, the remote, or the actual button inside the car. So they're going to fix that. That's still under warranty. It's a bumper-to-bumper warranty. I think that one's 5 years, and then they get an extra 2 years on the powertrain. So they're going to fix that. There's two recalls that I don't remember getting anything in the mail for.
Right.
So I got the two recalls, and I printed out the papers, and I was like, hey, there's these two recalls I didn't get any notices for. I need that fixed, too. And then the... what was the third one? There was another one. But something else. I don't know. I can't remember. There's all these little problems. So, we actually...
you're getting a brand new car. It's going to come out.
I'm not going to keep that car. Definitely not keeping that car. I can't do that. Especially with the... You know, the warranty is going to run out in 3 years. Right?
Yeah.
And I don't want that car anymore. I don't want to deal with it. I know in 3 years, like, I'll still be able to fix things because of the warranty. But after those 3 years, it's going to... I know it's going to continue giving me problems. So what's the point of me keeping them? There is no point. And it's better to sell now when it's worth more than wait 3 years when it's worth crap.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So, there's the thing. So, we've been actually going to dealerships and looking at brand new cars.
You're going to keep the same company?
I'm not getting a Nissan, no. Nissan put a really bad taste in my mouth, so... they do sell... there's this Kia that we saw there. It's an SUV. It's like 30 grand, so it's kind of on the higher end of what I would could afford.
Good thing you paid off all those credit card bills, huh?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, that thing was, it comes with a standard 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Yeah, you don't have to purchase extra, like all the other dealerships do.
Right.
You know, and it's great, dude. I mean, including that in the it shows that they you know, they trust their brand, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people see Kia as a garbage brand. But, you know, if they're backing them up with a warranty like this, dude, I mean, 10 years. That means that 10 years, dude, you're doesn't matter what kind of engine problems you have, you know, like transmission problems you have, they'll fix it in 10 years, dude. It's pretty good. It's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Except unless you drive it a lot and you get to 100,000 faster, but, you know.
It's true.
That's still 100,000 miles, dude. Like, so I'm kind of leaning towards that. I'm looking for sales too, like, you know, 0% financing and stuff like that.
Right.
Because I may qualify to get
wait,
that.
Wait for presents, eh?
No, I don't want that car, dude. I don't want that car.
Till President's Day? It's like a couple months away.
I don't want that car.
Sure. Okay.
And then I test drove a Chevy Traverse today.
Don't even know what that is.
It's basically the Trailblazer's replacement.
Okay.
So they stopped making the Trailblazer in 2008 or 2009, which would make one of the last models that was ever built. But and then the Traverse kind of, I guess, took over that, you know. But it's a third row seating car. So there's room for, you know, long trips with the extended family.
Yeah, that's good.
And
there's room for nice. Party buses when we go down to LA.
This smells really good. I love the new car. I love the new car smells.
That's a problem.
That's yeah. So we actually talked some numbers on that one, because that one was they had a $750 like rebate on it.
Uh-huh.
And then there was, they just finished their deals or whatever, but we just crunched some numbers just to kind of get things going. But, it's affordable. It's just more than I would want to pay, you know,
especially after getting out of debt recently.
Yeah. But you know, it's going to happen.
Yeah. William wrote in. saying that he got for Christmas was some money that I put towards a Switch, play me some Breath of the Wild. He also got himself a Vita, too.
Here we go.
What?
Oh, no sermon?
Huh.
No? About me getting a Vita? Why didn't I get a Vita before the Switch?
No. Nothing? It makes complete sense why you would get a Switch before a Vita.
Okay. You just, you know, you were kind of adamant about it for a while. About me getting that Vita. You know, with the no support from its creator.
You're getting free games like every month, so I don't know what you're saying, no support.
I do get free games. Like, dude, I have so many Vita games.
Yeah.
I have so many Vita games.
Like hours upon hours of playtime on your
Vita
that you don't have.
That's crazy. I have them. No, I have them.
I'm saying the Vita. Just get yourself a $50 PlayStation TV. You can play most of those and play your PS4 in your bedroom without having to move it. $50. You can find them probably even cheaper if you look real good.
Yeah, maybe. Tax time. it's tax time now.
It is tax time now.
Yeah. So that's going to be great. I'm going to get some refunds. Oh, God, finally. Every year, man. That's why I had kids, I tell you.
It wasn't for the Switches on Christmas?
No. Because that's the wife buying that. It's the kids that know But it's the wife that buys it.
Yeah, but it's, yeah. It's the kids that say, hey, no, this is what he really wants.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the ones that, yeah.
He doesn't want to get away to Maui for 2 weeks without the kids.
No, screw that.
He wants to switch.
No, give me the Switch, dude.
So what's the next question?
Isn't that you?
All right, fine. Jeez.
It's your turn.
What's your gaming resolution for 2018?
Oh, resolutions.
I think you already did that last year.
Yeah, last year. Not for
2018. It's been a whole year. It's been a whole year. We can recycle.
Yeah, this is the yearly cycle questions. You know,
like, yeah, it's all there in the same couple months.
Yeah. It's the holiday questions. Yeah. It's the white elephant questions.
Is that a donkey?
No, it's not a donkey. Oh, okay. That's a two-headed cow.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Well, thanks, everybody, for listening to this episode of the Uncork Gamers. We all hope you had a happy new year and a happy holidays. We'll see you next
gotta
week.
Gotta beat that boss, man.
When Jeff will have had more experience with Zelda.
He's almost dead.
The brainwashing will have kicked in, and he will take back everything he ever said about it in this episode.
Should we talk about something?
See you later.